hi to the crew. We're going to be broadcasting, of course, live, so who knows what will happen today. We'll have background noise to beat the band, but we're looking forward to it. And thanks to the chamber for helping get that together.
I'm glad to be here, Mary. And you know, this is very special because we usually always do our business before after hours on a Thursday. But for you, Mary, for you, we did Friday morning.
I won't say I was a Karen, but let's just say I used a stern voice. If a company is celebrating their 100th birthday, the chamber has to make.
No, we're glad to do that, and these. We're excited about that, and our business before and after hours are very important to us. We have one actually coming next week over at Morgan Miles. Morgan Miles, Miles Design. She's doing hers next Thursday at her location. She's been in a new building there in the brewery, the Dick Brothers Brewery area. And that kind of leads into, we hired her. She's designed and handled our kind of the general contractor for our move into our new building. So we're really, it sure will. You know, when I started with the chamber, one of our big discussions with GREDF, the Economic Development Organization, and the district, the Main Street organization, we started doing more things together, seminars, different things that we wanted to work together because we're all pretty business centric, of course, in our mission, and we needed to work more together. And we said, also, why can't we come together even in logistically in one area, so we can optimize a whole lot of things for our three organizations. So we formed a board of a committee of these three organizations, of different board members. As you can imagine, Mary, we're working with three different boards on this. So it's been a Herculean task in some ways, but it's really been great. And we looked around and we found that we talked to Ben Van S over there at WGEM, and he said we're looking to sell this building at 501 Hampshire. And it was just perfect, and we made a deal, closed in end of November, and we've been under construction and rehab I just walked over here from the building doing another walkthrough. They're putting the flooring down on the bottom floor. We're so excited. We will move in the end of June. We'll probably be closed that week of July 4th and into the July.
And that makes sense. I mean, yep. A lot of people aren't going to need, well, they may always need your services, but people expect you not to be available over the holiday. So just extend that a little bit and people won't be greatly inconvenienced.
Well, I was just over there working with our audiovisual people on our new technology, and we want all that to be working, Mary, when we get into the building. We want the phones to work, the computers to work. And everything to operate, and then we've got a lot of moving parts in regards to our movement over to that building, our three organizations. We're very excited about it. You said it correctly. You know, the big thing here is any business that comes to Adams County needs to go to 501 Hampshire, the 501 we're calling it. That's where you're going to get all your information you need.
The 501 for the 411.
That's right.
Aww.
There you go, Mary. The 501, come there. We all three of our organizations will cover you somehow, and we'll be able to give you direction. We want, you know, Mary, I always say we're here to help businesses, and for us to be collaborating together, we'll be in the same, our office staff will all be together, and then we're going to look at ways that we can collaborate in ways that we can be more efficient, but also create more avenues and more resources for the community.
Well, there'll always be somebody there, I imagine, to answer the phone, for example.
Yep.
You know, everybody will get a lunch hour, but you can stagger it more. You also can say, oh, we don't, you know, if somebody calls for the chamber, and then you get talking to them and realize, oh, you need Gretif, it's a simple transfer, or you know if they're in the office or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be so much better. The district, the chamber, and Gretif, all under one roof. Will there be other office space available for rent, or are you filling that whole thing?
No, I'll tell you what, I'm glad you mentioned that. We will have up on the top floor on the east side, east corridor, is going to be a wonderful opportunity for a lease space. We will have that available and probably start marketing that as once we get into the building. It is going to have a few offices. It's going to be a great lease space for someone out there because we're going to have, you know, a reception area. We're going to have shared space. We're going to have kitchen. There's a conference room upstairs. So it's going to be a great opportunity. We'll have lease space, or we're going to look for another person to move into. You know, one of the things we're really excited about is when you look at that building, Mary, you know, the studio with the big glass there at the corner, that's going to be our community room. That's going to be a room where we're going to have a lot of meetings, where we're going to have seminars, where we're going to have our politics and pancakes meetings, where we're going to have training seminars, and that beautiful room, be able to look out on Washington Park. You know, we're really excited about that. We're excited about the whole building. It's just going to be a great opportunity and great synergy for us and the community and the business community.
Okay, they're going to be open after the 4th of July to serve you at 501 Hampshire. This has been in the works almost for a year now, I think.
Yep.
It's taken a while for it to all come together, but it is happening. We're going to talk about the Leadership Institute, Quincy Area Chamber of Commerce Leadership Institute. You're getting ready for a graduation on June 17th. Anybody
17th?
Flunk?
Nobody flunked. Everybody passed. We got 20 people. We'll hold a graduation ceremony on the 17th for breakfast, and we're really excited about a lot of great people going back out in the community. They had a great experience. And at the same time, we opened up applications for next year, which is the 25-26 class. And you can go on our site. I really encourage you with a business to take a look at that. You know, it's a great way to cultivate and expand your leadership potential. It's a great way to get yourself educated to the community. You talk to the people who are in this class, Mary, and they go, wow, I didn't have any idea what was out here at Gates Air. I had no idea what's going on at Titan. I had no idea the history of this community and what it has to offer. I did not understand city council and county government.
Good. I better take that class, because I cover city council and city government and county government, and I don't understand it either. You know, it is funny, Gates Air. I actually had somebody say, I've heard of bottled water. Do they make bottled air? Isn't that funny?
That's
I said, no, actually, they make broadcasting equipment, but that's okay. The Quincy, what did it used to be called? Everybody thought it was
Harris.
The Space Center. The Quincy, it used to be called the Quincy Space Center down in the underground tunnels.
Oh,
down,
really?
And my brother thought that was where, like, rockets took off, you know? So, I mean, sometimes the name of a company is interesting. Illinois School Supply. Back in the day, you had to go to Illinois School Supply to get all your textbooks. Like,
really?
if you were in second grade, they gave you the list of all the books you need for second grade, and you went and got your speller and your reader and your geography, and you had to get all of that at Illinois School Supply.
Times have changed a little bit.
And now they mostly do office equipment and stuff. So the great thing about it is, though, local businesses change and all the time. Napi doesn't still make wooden wheels for wagons.
No.
And Titan doesn't make wooden wheels.
No. And Titan, I don't think a lot of people have realized how big Titan is, big it is at that location, how far it goes back. It's a great opportunity for our community. It's getting people more involved. One of the big things in this class, Mary, is emphasizing get involved, volunteer. This is what makes our community great. We did have a portion on entrepreneurism and also nonprofits, also on why you need to volunteer for the local United Way or Blues in the District or whatever it may be. That's what makes our community great, and we need those people. We need people to serve on boards. And it was just a real eye-opener for these people, and that's why we're doing it.
Well, how many people are graduating in the class?
20.
20, and then you'll have another class that will start that'll be about 20
It'll be
again.
In the fall, September. So we get applications until you can go on our website, quincychamber.org. There's an application area we fill out, and we get recommendation letters and other things. It's a commitment, Mary. It's 9 months. It's September through May. It's a half a day each month. It's not a lot, but you've got to be committed. Your employer has to sign it. They're committed because they know that person's going to be gone. And it's great benefit for the employer. It expands that employee's awareness of the community. It gives them a lot of context. The other part of this is networking and context. Mm-hmm. These people create contacts and relationships that to this day, you know, the old days of the academy, last year's class, they still get together. They still, you know, they're still doing things together. So it's really important. We're really excited about it. And I highly recommend you talk to your, if you're there, talk to your boss or talk to your owner to get in there. It's very affordable. And it'll be something, an experience that you will not forget.
Your return on investment is great. The other thing is you may find out that several of your compadres there use the same supplier. And so maybe something like Trimark could be brought and lured into Quincy, because if you're selling everything to Napide, why not build your factory right across the street from Napide? It cuts down shipping costs.
Well, you know, one thing this year we had I'll give you an example. Scott Ruffner, who's the new general manager. Well, he's been there a year. A refreshment service is Pepsi, which is such an important part of our community. He's new to the community. He says, I want to get to know the community. And, you know, he didn't, you know, he's an experienced manager, director, executive. But he was in this class, and he goes, man, this gave me a deeper dive into what this community is about and a better understand for our business. And I want to put some other people
through.
They're
so generous. You know, they sponsor the Mary Griffith Show with their Harvest Fridge coffee. I drink their zero sugar mug all the time. You know, the great thing about it is you take somebody like that, they've got a brand to manage, and they know everything they need to know about Mountain Dew and Pepsi and everything. But when they come in, they don't know about their particular community. And so this is a great way to learn. This is send your executives out there. If you've got an executive that's here from somewhere else, I don't care if they have a Harvard degree. They don't know Quincy. And they need to know Quincy and the tri-states because they'll be able to expand your sales and marketing and product line. And that's so important. You also mentioned the volunteerism aspect of it. I think so often when we start a small business, one of the best things you could probably do would be just to say, hey, I want to provide this free for some nonprofit. And then the word will get around. And pretty soon you might have paying customers. Because after all, not-for-profits have budgets. They don't expect everything to be free. You've got somebody working on your sales and marketing team and your website team and everything, and you pay them. And so if you get these people understanding that volunteerism can also be good for them, because it gives them that warm, fuzzy feeling, it makes that connection, and they may find out that somebody that they're volunteering next to doesn't know anything about their product and may want to buy their product if they just had a chance
to learn
about it.
And, you know, nonprofits are very welcome for this organization. As a matter of fact, we have a scholarship program. For nonprofits, we have a scholarship program also for governmental employees to get them more involved. I've had a discussion with the mayor. She's very interested in trying to get some of her employees. I think it'd be great for the city staff to get a better idea, you know, have them more in understanding of the community. So nonprofit, apply. Everything's online, and let's fill up that class for next year.
Okay, the class is forming for the fall, which starts in September. They need at least 20 people. They're going to have 20 people, and they're going to graduate 20 people on June 17th. So a whole new group of leaders are entering our community. The Director of Membership and Marketing, the job is open at the Quincy Area Chamber of Commerce. What are you looking for?
Boy, Mary, it's a big position, important position for us. Bethany Robertson, who had it before, said a high mark. She did such a great job for us, and unfortunately she had to leave, and we got this job open. This is a person who has direct relationships with all of our membership. She or he will go out and create those relationships. She will be able to recruit new members, to be able to explain all the benefits and everything that goes with it, retain our membership that we have, to be able to form those relationships, and also to market our chamber on what our chamber is all about. Also being able to communicate everything that we do. Also being able to work social media-wise, work with our website. It's an important position because it's really a front face for our membership. They're what the membership will go to, all of our 550 members. So this position is open. An application is online at our website again, quincychamber.org. We're beginning interviews, and if anybody's out there that's interested, we need somebody that's enthusiastic, ready to step in, work in a team environment. We have a small staff of four, work together. We do events and activities. You know a bunch of them. We do from everything from the parades to golf tournaments to annual meetings to, you know, all sorts of things. Leadership Institute, we work together and have fun together, and we're out there to help businesses and help this community thrive.
I know you have a golf tournament, and I may be invited this year. And I'll tell you why I may be invited. I won the longest drive contest at the only golf tournament I've ever been in my whole life, and that was just last week.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, Mary.
You didn't know I had the
gun. Man, you got the muscles. You must have.
I hadn't even picked up a golf club in 40 years. Danielle Harrison Henning loaned me her driver, and I whacked it over the little water hazard right in the middle of the fairway. Longest drive. Now, there's a caveat.
I want to know the caveat here.
To be eligible for the longest drive, you had to stay in bounds. Everybody else whacked it a lot longer than I did, but they weren't out of bounds, but they were not in the fairway. They were off in the rough. So I can say, number one, I out.
You outdrove everybody.
I outdrove Danielle Harrison Henning, who's been a city golf championship in almost every town in the tri-state. And I got a brand new pair of golf socks that are pink. She gifted me with those for my great prowess.
Really?
So when you see Danielle and she signs up for the Quincy Area Chamber of Commerce golf tournament, you might ask her if she's bringing the powerhouse ringer.
You know, we actually,
that is Mary Griffin.
I got it. You know, actually, we have our ladies' tournament tomorrow. I didn't bring that up. We got it. We're all set for that.
I
out
bet
of Westview.
She's in it.
She might be. I have to look. It's exciting.
Any chance she has to play golf that has some business. Can I write this off? Yes. I'm being there.
I'm playing, yes.
I'm going to play. But that is just.
I tell you, I learned something every day about you.
She gave me. I did four practice swings. She gave me a little lesson there. Gave me a little lesson there. Took four practice swings. Hit that little sucker.
Tour, here we come, Mary.
She gave me bright orange balls so that we'd be able to find mine when I hit them, you know, in, you know, everywhere. I said, do they float? Because a lot of them are going to be in the water. But, yes, I walked away with the longest drive.
Way to go, man.
You just never know.
You never know what's going to happen.
You never know what's going to happen. Folks, the Chamber of Commerce is there for you. If you're not using them, you're wasting your efforts. Call them. Become a member. If you are a member, make them work for you because that's what they're there for and they love
it. Exactly, Mary. Thank you very much.
And I won't be able to play tomorrow in the ladies' tournament, so don't be intimidated. I won't be there.
Man, I guess so. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Jackson Lincoln Pool, but first we have to head up to the IRSA Farmers Cooperative. We are back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. I've been doing this job for 37 years. WTAD is coming up on its 100th birthday on July 25th, and yet in all that time, we have never had Marissa Radcliffe on the Mary Griffith Show or on WTAD. You waited 100 years to get here. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
About time, right?
I know. It only took 100 years.
It only took 100 years. She is resplendent in her Jackson Lincoln Community Swimming Pool t-shirt, showing all kinds of kids just having fun splashing at the Jackson Lincoln Pool. The pool needs money. They've got an anonymous matching grant that we're going to hope you're interested in. You can contribute and double your donation. But first, I want to find out all about Marissa Radcliffe, what she wants to share with us about her personal life, her education, how she came to be involved in Jackson Lincoln Pool. Tell me everything I need to know about you, please.
Well, I am a Quincy girl.
Good.
So this is hometown. And I'm a Jackson Lincoln kid. So Jackson Lincoln is a part of my life. When it opened in 97, with the greatest donation you could ever think of from Bill Black. Isn't that amazing?
I know. Bill Black and his family built a swimming pool so that kids wouldn't have to go down to the river or creek and drown.
Yes.
And you were one of the people whose life was probably saved.
Absolutely. Because I don't know if I'd have been in the river, but I definitely got in that pool, and I've been in there ever since. Isn't that great?
That is fantastic.
And then, let's see. So I am not only a Jackson Lincoln kid in the fact that I grew up swimming at the pool, I grew up working at the pool as well.
Were you a lifeguard or were you a concessionaire?
I was a concessionaire.
Okay.
Yes, under the leadership of the great Ben Bunbury.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You were brought up right, girl.
Absolutely.
When you run the pool now, do you think about the Ben Bunbury standard of operation of a business and attitude and etiquette and behavior of the children and adults who are there?
It's the Bunbury way. That's the only way for me. You know, when they say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, we are not going to fix it because Ben did such an amazing job, and his wife Helen as well. A lot of people don't know that Helen was at the pool teaching us how to be great stewards and customer service and all of the things. So it was just that.
It was that. And you can tell the look in her eye. She is lit up, folks.
Yes.
She is so excited to be at Jackson Lincoln Pool. Now, this pool, give us the exact location of the swimming pool. What's the address? I know it's on North 8th.
Yes.
What's the corner street?
College.
College and 8th. Okay.
College and 8th. 701 North 8th Street is where we are located.
And you've been there since the late 90s, right?
Yes.
Yes, when Bill Black made the donation. The pool's been run under several auspices over the years, but now, who actually operates the pool? Is it a private friends group, or who owns the facility?
This is the coolest thing. Jackson Lincoln Swimming Complex is a nonprofit organization that operates a swimming pool. So, like many other nonprofits in our community that have their various givebacks, our giveback is recreation, aquatics, and at the core of all nonprofits, community. So that is, you know, we have a board of directors like all other nonprofits, and they're amazing. So we are a nonprofit that operates a swimming pool.
You know, and I got to say, I don't think this is a shock to anybody out there. We just had Rome Frericks on talking about how if you think Indian Mounds Pool will ever make a profit, you're out of your mind. There's no way in a northern climate when it's only open pretty much June, July, and August, maybe a little bit in May, maybe a little bit in September, you cannot run a profitable pool. But pools are necessary. Pools are part of our community fabric. Pools are what not-for-profits and taxing bodies like the Park District do. So Jackson Lincoln Pool is something that's there for everybody to use, but only if we keep it going. Now, let's talk about some of the financial challenges that you are facing, Marissa Radcliffe. It's expensive. Chemicals are expensive. Maintenance of the pool is expensive. Lifeguards have to be trained and certified, and that's expensive. And you have to stock the concession stand.
Yes.
And you have to have a lot of things. You got to have somebody keeps the pool house clean and keeps the pool clean. So what are some of the challenges you're facing this year that maybe weren't as big a challenge maybe 5 years ago or last year?
So the wonderful thing that I want to say is that it's expensive, but it's been a labor of love. We did a lot of upgrades last year and put some love back into the facility. We got the pool repainted and sandblasted, did some structural things to make sure that we are safe, sound, and beautiful, and all of the things. So that was where we kind of hit the wall, but it was necessary.
You have to make sure it doesn't leak, or you'll
yep.
spend all your money on water.
Absolutely.
You have to sandblast and repaint the pool every once in a while, or you will have things growing in there that you don't want children swimming
yeah,
and adults swimming
absolutely.
In. And of course, I'm sure pool chemicals and just the cost of everything. Just the
it's
minimum
expensive.
Wage going up.
Yes, it's
just
expensive.
The minimum wage going up. It's just more expensive to run the pool than
yes.
ever before. So you come to the beginning of the year. You're opening this Saturday at 1. Nothing's going to stop that. You're opening this Saturday at 1.
We are opening the 14th. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I thought it was this Saturday.
No, we are opening the 14th.
The 14th. Okay. So you have enough money to open.
Yes,
but
we
don't have enough money to finish the summer.
We want to ensure that we are going to be able to, one, provide our staff who are great. The kids are great, and the few adults that do work with us with their incomes, one. But again, we also want to make sure that we're able to pay our necessary vendors because, again, we have to have chemicals and all of the things in order to operate the pool safely and just to do what it does to keep the pool running.
Keep the pool running. Well,
yes.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, you're going to talk very specifically about a plea now for money and how much money you need and what time frame you have to collect it in. You've had some success already. We can talk
yes.
about that. But we can also talk about now the heavy lifting has got to start, and it's got to start soon.
Yes,
we'll
ma'am.
Continue our conversation with Marissa Radcliffe. She's the operator of the Jackson Lincoln Pool, a nonprofit pool that serves the entire Quincy community. We'll be back. We are back. Marissa Radcliffe is here. She is a Quincy native, and she is managing the Jackson Lincoln Pool, which is run by a nonprofit corporation. And folks, there is no way that this pool could ever turn a profit. There aren't even 100 swimming days, really, in the year. And you got to have a pool that's there 365 that needs to be maintained, et cetera, even though there's no water in it in the winter, obviously. But you have some plans, Marissa Radcliffe, because you are short of funds. But you've got some strong leadership in our community behind you to help you raise money. So let's talk a little bit about what your goal is, where you are now, and what you're going to do to get over that hump.
So our goal for the season is to raise $230,000. We have had great support. And by great support, I mean the entire community, locally, and folks that have moved away or have connections to have poured into Jackson Lincoln. And so we are forever grateful for that, because that is our mission, to provide low to no cost recreation and aquatics.
And so you also received a matching grant.
Yes.
From an anonymous donor. But these are always that seed money. They're basically saying to you, look, I believe in you and I trust you, but I don't want to be the big dog on the sled. I'll give you $50,000, but you have to go out and raise another $50,000. You
yes.
can do it $5 at a time, or you can do it $5,000 at a time. I don't care. But I'm not going to put my $50,000 in until you get more people to support it. I don't mind being the biggest donor, but I don't want to be the only donor.
Yes.
And so talk about how that works and the time frame, because we really need to get going on getting this money in the coffers.
Yes. So we got an anonymous community donor for $50,000. And what you said is true. They said, we'll give you $50,000, but it's a matching donation. So we are set to raise this $50,000, but it has to be $50,000 worth of new or lapsed donors. So lapsed meaning that someone that hasn't donated since 2023, or someone that has not donated to the pool at all, coming in, turning their $1, their $5, their $10, their $100, even their $1,000 into a double donation, because once you donate those funds, it's matched. And that is the great thing. But we only have until July 15th. To reach that goal. So we are on the crunch to meet that goal. We've had great support from businesses and local other
corporate donors,
sponsors,
people who are like you that say,
yes,
I was a Jackson Lincoln kid and now I've got a job, so you know, maybe I had subsidized,
yes,
swimming there when I was a kid, but I'm going to make sure another kid now gets to go. And so you pay for, you know, it costs X amount today to keep the pool open.
Yes.
And you pay for a day's worth of pool something like that.
Absolutely.
The other thing, and I think we need to use this public forum to dispel some myths. Maybe the first myth, people see a swimming pool and they think, oh, the Quincy Park District pays for that. Oh, no, no, no. There is no relationship whatsoever.
No, we do not have a relationship with the wonderful Quincy Park District. We are a nonprofit organization that our community give back is Jackson Lincoln Pool. So that is the one myth that we like to dispel. It is not.
Your tax dollars are not going there. Not
no,
one dime
we,
of tax
we
dollars
are,
is going there.
We are not using your tax dollars at Jackson Lincoln. We, however, appreciate your charitable donations to help operate this wonderful give back to the community.
Well, because we have a population where we need more than one pool. The Park District had two pools at one time, had to close one. They're under money crunch all the time, too, and a pool is not a profit center. So now we're down to two pools, one publicly funded, one privately funded, your pool, Jackson Lincoln, privately funded. We don't want to lose that pool, or we'll be down to only one pool in Quincy, and that's not a way we want to go. Some other people may think that Sheridan Swim Club, or the YMCA, or the Croc Center, or Adams County Board, or the school district contributes. No.
It is
right?
not their obligation to contribute.
Right.
We have some wonderful donors from all of those different places that contribute to the ongoing operations of Jackson Lincoln. So we are appreciative of them, but no, that is not a direct obligation from any of those places.
Right. If they want to give, yes. if members of those agencies want to also give to you, it's fine. But you're not receiving a check from the public.
No.
From the government of Adams County. You're not receiving a check from the Y or Sheridan Swim Club or any of these other agencies that have a pool. Well, Y doesn't even have a pool anymore. But you do help the children at the Y every summer, because their kids are bused down for swim day. Now that they can see, they had to close their pool for lack of funding. So yes. They're quite comprehending how hard it is to keep a pool open, but they're very grateful, I'm sure, that you have kept your pool open, because their daycare kids come down and swim in the pool, don't they?
Yes. The Y has been a great supporter of Jackson Lincoln in that aspect. They do bring their day camp kids down to the pool and swim, and it is a wonderful time.
And they pay for that.
Sure. So it is great. Like I said, to come to Jackson Lincoln is to fall in love with it. When you're riding by, it just looks like a swimming pool. But we like to say, once you come in, you're family.
Well, and you've got that big lawn that people don't really see from 8th Street.
Yes.
And I know Arts Quincy has big program there with
yes.
their movies and everything. And we'll talk about that because we have them on all the time. But I want to, before I let you go, how do we make this? How do we send the check? How do we Venmo? How do we get this money to you? Because we've got to do it quick. You've got to
yes.
come up with $50,000 right away before
yes.
the month of July, before July 15th rolls
yes.
around. You've got to have the $50,000 in your hand, or you're not going to get the $50,000 match. How do we send it to you?
So Jackson Lincoln has a website where you can go, and it is www.jacksonlincolnpoolqcy.org. And right at the top of the page, there's a donate button, and those funds go directly to the pool. And starting on Monday, we will be participating in the Tracy Family Foundation WCIL Gives, which is a great program that many other nonprofit organizations will be participating in. But if you go to WCIL Gives starting on Monday, you can look up Jackson Lincoln and donate there as well. But our website is the central location for those donations. Again, we are trying to reach that $50,000 target by July 15th, because we want to show this wonderful anonymous donor that we appreciate their challenge and their willingness to give to Jackson Lincoln. So we want to make that match.
Before I let you go, I've always wondered, how did they get the name Jackson Lincoln?
Okay, so everybody always asks me this wonderful question. Jackson Lincoln is a tribute to the property that we sit on is the former Jackson School. And as we know, recently there was a ceremony of remembrance and dedication at the former Lincoln School site, which is now owned by Blessing Hospital. So with the combination of those two names, we came to have Jackson Lincoln Swimming Complex. And I think that is cool because it speaks back to this thought of community. So we are standing on the grounds of a former educational institution.
And the great thing about it is it's a neighborhood pool, but it's for everybody. You don't have to live in that neighborhood
no.
to go to that pool. There's no private membership. It's not like the country club. Anybody can swim there. It's open starting on June 14th. Anybody can come in. Anybody can swim. Anybody can be part of that. It's a community open pool. It's a gift back from the Black family and now from the people who carry that message on. And I liked what you said. Do it the Bunbury way. Thank you so very much. Keep us updated on how you're going. And Marissa Radcliffe, don't be a stranger. We want to have you back on the Mary Griffith Show.
Absolutely.
Don't wait another 100 years.
I won't wait another 100 years.
Good to have you. Have a great day, folks.